Zayid Rashi Yeshiva, Talmidim Chashuvim, originally we had planned this Sichas Musar that I would speak about Emunah. It's only just now that I heard after the Levaya that they had asked me to speak about the great Rosh Hashiva, the Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg Zatzal. And far be it from me to offer a proper assessment. I'm not sure that at this moment, in any case, there is room or time for a genuine assessment by anyone. I'm not sure that everyone fully appreciates precisely what that roshan is. In fact, it would seem to me that the makor of this chazal would prove my point. We have two instances where the yitziyah of a tzaddik is mentioned. Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva, and of course, Vateitze min Hamokoim, when Naomi leaves the Sdei Moav. It seems to me that the people of Moav were sufficiently removed from Naomi's Madregos to have any sense in a concrete way of what Naomi was, what Naomi stood for, the Madregos that Naomi had reached, and nevertheless it is there, and concerning her departure from Sdei Moav, that Chazal say, Yitzias tzaddik min ha'ir ois a roshan. Clearly there was a roshan that was inarticulate in expression, a feeling, a sense, a perception, but certainly not something that was fraught with logic and comprehension, and certainly not something that was encased in Torah thoughts and Torah values. Nevertheless, Oysa Roshan. And perhaps Lahavdil, we are not Sdei Moav, but when it comes to a Gadol of stature, of prominence, of history, of an unbelievable life of Avodas Hashem, Yira Shamayim, Hasmoda B'Toyla, Chesed, Avas Yisrael, is it then possible that our understanding, our comprehension of that Oysa Roshan should be really much more than that delicate sense, that anguish that cannot find the proper words to express itself? So I don't think that we are b'chlal shayach to the parsha, as they say, of genuine mili dehespeva. Rather, I would like to make some ha'aras using aspects of his life and his Torah as the catalyst for these ideas. There is something else that I have to mention right at the outset. Rav Scheinberg Zatzal, in his very nature, belonged to everyone. There were very few demarcations in his hanhaga, in his derech hachayim, in his way of avoda. When he started his yeshiva, originally in Bensonhurst, he had a tremendous hiskashrus with Sardim. He was a mashgiach in Chofetz Chaim yeshiva for so many years, for decades. He had a tremendous kesher with American boys. When he was in Eretz Yisrael, he had a kesher with Gedolei Olam. His hanhaga was a unique hanhaga. And at the same time, he was totally accessible. He was a person for all of Klal Yisrael. And yet, still, I believe that we here in the Beis Medrash of Yeshiva Sabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan can perhaps lay claim, in a certain sense, plant our flag, as it were, lay claim to a chelik of Rav Scheinberg, because he was, and of course I cannot use the word alumnus, it really is, in his instance, a rather silly word. But he was here. He learned Torah here, by Gedolei Yisrael, a Talmid of the Meitzer Te'ilui, Reb Shlomo Polachek, Zichrono Livracha, Talmid of a Goyim Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, Zichrono Livracha, a Talmid of Reb Shimon, who was here for not very long, but he was giving shiur here, the Kavius, Reb Shimon Shkop. And he was, I believe, a musmach of our yeshiva. If I am wrong, it's a technical detail. At the time, there were many others who learned in our yeshiva, who subsequently made themselves the Oysa Roshan, that incredible mark, that indelible mark on the history of Torah in Klal Yisrael, in America, as well as in Eretz Yisrael, including Rav Avigdor Miller, Zichrono Livracha, whose Talmidim Ad Hayoyim, and he's gaining Talmidim Ad Hayoyim, in Emunah, in Hakoras HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Bria, in the Havana of what it means to be an Eved Hashem. Subsequently, Rabbi Avigdor Miller became the Mashgiach of Yeshivas Reb Chaim Berlin, and then he opened up his own Beis Medrash, and he became Rabban Shel Yisrael, Zocher to Arichus Yomim, and distilled himself, and he, of course, distilled himself in the Aspaklari of Torah to the very highest Madrega, the rarefied Madrega of an Eved Hashem, and became bigger and bigger as the decades went by. And he, of course, was the son-in-law of the Mashgiach of the yeshiva, the Rav Lessen, Zichrono Livracha, who was a stellar personality, a Slabodka Talmud, a Rebbe of some of our own Rebbeim today, a Moira Derech to many, who understood, if they only understood, what they could gain from him. And then, of course, you had Rav Gifter from Telz. You had Rav Nosson Vachtfeigel, the Mashgiach of the Lakewood Yeshiva, Beis Medrash Gavoya, Rav Aaron's Mashgiach. It's an unbelievable kruza. And I could go on and on. People who made tremendous roshan on the history of Torah in Klal Yisrael, Ad Hayoyim Va'ad Bichlal, Talmidim of our yeshiva. Talmidim in a yeshiva where Torah was not poisek for well over 100 years. 100 years. Almost 120 years. Starting in the Lower East Side and continuing here on this campus. So we have a shtickel chelik, we have an intimacy here. And the question is, what can we learn? What points can we distill? If we are not maspid, but what can we learn? The Rambam let me start by asking a question. Who says we have to learn anything? Maybe we just have to admire from afar. Enjoy the fact that someone was so great had some connection to us. Delight in the thought that an American boy reached such heights. And that's enough. Me'eicha teisa, that there's something that we have to learn or gain or apply. So I believe that there's a Rambam at the end of the 13th Perek of Hilchos Avel, which is not appreciated or understood. And because of that, I think we lose out a tremendous Marginisa Tova in the Lashon HaRambam and the Hashkafas HaRambam and the Torahs HaRambam, which if we would learn it, would perforce change our lives. The Rambam says, Kol mi she'enoi mis'abel k'moy she'tzivu chachomim hareza achzori. Everyone who reads this line without going any further would come to the conclusion. And maybe if he wouldn't go any further, he would be entitled to that conclusion. The person loses somewhat. Where are your feelings? What are you made of? How can you be so hard-hearted? How can you be so dense? You must be an Achzori. You have no feelings. Why aren't you crying? Why aren't you broken? Where is the Avelus? How could it be Olam Kimin Olay Noyek? But I believe that the sequence of the Rambam does not allow for that chat. The Rambam says, Kol mi she'eino mis'abel k'mo she'tzivu chachomim hareza achzori, Ela, Yefached, V'yidag, V'yefashpesh b'ma'asov, V'yachzor b'tshuva. Now, who would have expected that line in the Rambam at this point? The Rambam could have said, Kol mi she'eino mis'abel k'mo she'tzivu chachomim hareza achzori, Elo yivke, V'yis'abel, V'yis atef, V'yis palish v'ofar. That I understand. Show that you're not an achzori. Take the time out to have feelings. Cry a little bit. Be miserable. But the Rambam doesn't say anything of the sort. Here. Kol mi she'eino mis'abel k'mo she'tzivu chachomim hareza achzori, Elo yefached, V'yidag, V'yefashpesh, V'maisa, V'yachzor b'tshuva. What is the Rambam talking about? Now the Teretz Rabbeisai is the following. Every one of us knows that life is not going to be forever. Every one of us. There is no one here that is delusional enough to think otherwise. Furthermore, everyone also knows that not only is it not forever, but there's some terminus ad quem, there's some moment which is not 190 years, or 250 years, or the years of Mesushelach. It's interesting, Reb Chaim Brisker, I heard from Avaron Soloveitchik, Zichron and Mivracha, did not allow to give the number 120. You don't give a limit. But we all know that the body begins to disintegrate. And the parts don't work so well. And if any one of us wants a picture, a portrait of that in the Torah, all he has to do is look at the psukim in Kehelas that begin with Zuchar es Barecha b'mei b'chureisecha. Ad shalo yavou yimei ha-ro'a yomim asher toimaim yibohem chayfetz. And he describes the body that falls apart, the eyes that can't see, the teeth that no longer work, if he has them at all. There isn't all that much time, Rabbi say. Everyone knows that. But there's a tremendous difference between knowing something intellectually, cerebrally, consciously, as conscious as you can be, and yet somehow there's a disconnect. Because we live our lives in a manner that denies that truth as obvious as it is and must be. I always say, I'd like to give an example that makes something a little more palpable, a little more concrete. Again, but in this instance, I'm not so sure why I have to give an example, but Afal Pi Ken. You have every single one of us here knows that the earth, the globe, the earth, the orb that we call the earth is round. Everyone knows that. You can know it from many different ways. You may have observed the mast of the ship coming up on the horizon. You may have read it in a science book. You may have a globe in your home which you turn around and you see this is the earth. That's what you were told. And you accept it. It's true. But there's one person that has a yidiyah of vadoi subrura that the earth is round, that's different than every one of us. And that person is called an astronaut. Because he goes up into the heavens and looking out that window, he sees that the earth is indeed round. That is the Rambam. What is the connection between that and the Rambam? It's very poshut. You know, all of us know that we are finite. All of us know that soif is what it is. All of us know that. And furthermore, we also know what we say every single Rosh Hashanah in the Unasana Toikef. Adam Yisoidai may offer the soif and offer. Moshul kecheres hanishba kechotzi yavish, and all those words could say whatever could say. Onam kolor ka'avak pireyach chachalim yof, chalim yof. But afal pi kein, we go about our days and we do our business as if we don't know any of these things, as if we have forever, and as if each minute does not count. And even the hours, and even the days, we fritter away our time, we lose our sense of responsibility to ourselves, we become absorbed. But we have one excuse, perhaps. Life in its madness, in the constant rush, in the worry and concern of the day-to-day does not allow us to focus on that veritable truth, on that obvious soif. You don't have that much time left. That's also part of Kizer Kol Adam, that you don't have too much time left. But when we encounter Yitzias Sadik Min Ha'ir Oseroshen, when we encounter a moment of Avelus, Bar Minan, we realize with the eyes of the astronaut that life comes to an end. Zokta Rambam, if a person is not Miss Abel, and what does the Rambam mean, Miss Abel? He's not talking about the Nihuge Avelus. And in for the London here, the Rambam then continues with people who are not Noyek Nihuge Avelus. And he speaks about the people who are of Chabura, and Echad Min HaChabura Shemeis, Yidagu Kol HaChabura. Because the daiga and the pishpush b'maisov extends beyond the kroivim, because by kroivim you have both dinim. You have the din of nihug avelus, and you also have the din of yefashpish b'maisov yachsa b'tshuva, because the petira creates in you a havana and a hakara which you didn't have before, no matter how well you knew that truth. But now you see the truth before your eyes in its nakedness, in its cruel nakedness, and you say, yeah, what's going to be with me? When will I become a shtickle mensch? When will I realize that the time is a fleeting and I have so little left? But a person does not have those hasagas if he's not doyeg, if he's not mefashkish for myself, if he's not mefached, if he's not chozer b'tshuva, then he's an Avzori. You'll ask me, what kind of an Avzori? What is his Avzorius? His Avzorius is on his Neshama, Rabbi Isai. That's what a kind of Avzori he is. And that is the greatest Avzori of all. Because Adam Karev Eitz Alatzma. Adam Karev Eitz Alatzma. And so, the Rambam concludes also in the same vein, you see crystal clear that the Rambam has that hasaga. He doesn't learn Yidagut because now there's a sakana. He learns there's a sakana and you have to do tshuva. That's what he learns. The sakana, if you ask me, is that person may not be tshuva. That's the sakana. The Rambam continues. Kol shloisha yomim, echad mibnei chabura shemeis tidak kol chabura kula. Kol shloisha yomim arishonim yira esatzme ki lecherev munachas loy al tzavole. Mishloisha at shiva ki ilu munachas bekeren zodes mikanda ela ki ilu adeles connected by shuk. You know why? In theory, if you could, if a person could remain with the hegish, that cherev munachas al tzavole forever would be the best. Then a person wouldn't make a move. Would make an the shemitz of an aveira, the thought of an aveira would never enter in. Because it's the last minute. It's the last chance. This is it. The moment of truth has arrived. Why should I have to say vidui? Why not better live a life that does not require me to say vidui? The Rambam says it's not going to be possible because you can't be an astronaut forever. You go back to life. But at least for that moment, at the very beginning, when it's still so strong, when it's so obvious, when it's so clear, the earth is just so freshly turned on the grave. Let the person feel cherev munachas al tzavoro. A little bit later, he cannot sustain that hergish. Let him at least feel that it's kenegdoi. A little bit later, at least that it's averis bashuk. And then the Rambam says, kol zeh, what's the point of all of this? Lahochin atzma. V'yachzor v'yeoyer mishenoso. The famous concept of the Rambam that all of us are busy sleepwalking our lives away. The same Rambam in Hilchos Mezuzah, the same Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva by Shofar, is the same Rambam. The Yazar, the Yeoyer, he shall wake up, Mishenosai, from his slumber. And then the Rambam brings a Pasuk. The Pasuk is in Yirmiyahu Perek Hei. Pasuk says, Hashem Einecha Haloi Le'emuna Hikisa Oysam. Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the Navi says, in such fidelity, in such commitment to the people, did you hit them? You hit them out of love. You hit them because you wanted them to change. Hikisa oisam v'loi chol. Ki lisam, you annihilated them. Me'anu kachas musa, they refused to learn anything. It is this pasuk that the Rambam brings. V'harehu oimer hikisa oisam v'loy cholu. They didn't feel a thing. Harei zeh achzori on his neshama. Michlau shetzarich lohokitz v'lochu. Rambam's maskona, the end of the halacha, the end of the peyuk yud gimel of Hilchos Avil. Mikan. The maskona is that you have to wake up and feel. That is the tachlis, Rabbi said. Not hesped as an evaluation. Let's think for a moment. Vos heis hasmoda. What is hasmoda? Hasmoda is finishing shas at the age of 16. Hasmoda is 12 hours learning non-stop without a chavrusa, under a tree in the summertime. Hasmada is with Yisurin. Hasmada is with Daigus. Daigus? You'll ask me what kind of Daigus? You know what it means to sustain a yeshiva almost single-handedly? You know what it means to schlep around? Mi makom ulamakom, mi ear to ear, to collect money? And in the plane, you carry with you a Gemara. He had his cheshbonos. So he carried around with him a Maseches Nida. How many times did he learn Maseches Nida? countless times. 100 times, 150 times. Yechaisesh. Imagine. And the plane. They say that he was a wonderful husband. My Rebbetzin tells me, so his anger is he was a wonderful husband. They were on the Lower East Side with the Alpert Mishpachas. I didn't mention that Nissen Alpert before. That's another connection. A son-in-law, one of our Rosh Yeshiva, one of our Rosh Kailo, Talmud Mufak of Reb Moshe. I remember when I was doing the Chazorah for the Rav, and Rebbeim, who were giving Shiurim, used to come in. Rav Reichman Zol Zayin Gesund came in every single day. Rav Alpin used to come, and he would sit there. Talmud Bifnei Rabbi. Once in a while, he would offer a ha'ara, make a comment. Once in a while, they would get into a dialogue with one another. It was a beautiful thing to see. Just beautiful. Son-in-law of Rav Shamba. Chayim L'Vracha. Where is Hasmadi? He was a wonderful husband. Wonderful husband. Did the dishes and propped up on the ledge. You know, there's always a window opposite the sink for some reason. There's always a window. Right above the sink, there's a window. There's a sefer, an open gemara, a shulchan aruch. Hasmadi. Mesiras nefesh for Torah, chashivus of zman, yira shamayim. He was in Gateshead. They gave him kvod malachim. He spoke to the talmidim, the boys. He spoke to the girls. They took the local stadium for the girls, and he spoke to all the girls. When he spoke to the boys, someone asked him how can they be nizer in the summertime? Imagine Gateshead. People of Gateshead don't know what's going on Avenue J. Avenue J? How about Amsterdam Avenue? But they asked him that question. How can we be Shomer Einayim? How can we be Nizer from these things? And he said, you think of a Kasher of Kivega. You prepare yourself something to remember Baal Peh. When you go out into the street, you think and learn. That Eitzah, by the way, is from the Vilna Gaon. Just derech adam. L'maisa yira shamayim. The accountability. Tzidkus. But you know, with all of his personal mesiras nefesh, you know whose mesiras nefesh he always mentioned? I told you he's a very good husband. And the Rebbetzin was on the verge. She was nifter when she was 96. And the Rebbetzin was on the verge. The Rebbetzin was the daughter of or for the boss, Rabbi Yankov Yosef Herman. They lived, most of the time, a very comfortable life. He was a furrier, he was a balabas, he was a successful balabas, tremendous mach, Nisai Reach, as is well known. And then, he had his eyes on this bocher for a long time. When the time came, they did the shidduch, and right after the chasana, off to the mir. You know what it means for a woman, a young girl, who is growing up in luxury, basically, goes to the mir, the winters are 20 below zero, there's no bathroom, there's no heating except for the oven that's in the middle of this meager apartment that they have. And when she was almost gone, and he didn't know if she was able to hear him or not, he walked over to her. He asks the doctor, "Doctor, do you think she can hear me?" He says, "I don't know, maybe." And he says to her, "Zacharti lo chesed neurayich, avas kulay soyich. Lechteich acharei b'midbo be'eretz lo'yizu'lo." Mamala, he said, "I was warm. I had the Torah. I had my Talmidei Chachomim surrounding me, teaching me. I was imbibing from the eternal fountains of Rashi and Tosfos, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, Rabbi Kiva Eger. But what did you have? And you did it all for me. Zocharti lo chesed l'urayich lechteich acharei b'amidbar be'eretz lo yisruah. You know, it's very interesting. A masmid could have a problem. You're never home. You're in another world. You're always thinking and learning. Besides the time, there's perhaps an even more significant problem. Do you know what that is? The wife has a tzara. You're learning Maseches Yevamos. The wife has a tzara. The wife has a tzara called the Torah. The Gemara in Yevamos Daf Samach Beis, I believe, or Samach Gimel, right around there. Kama toiva isha toiva sha toiva nimshalaba. Shenema motza isha motza toiv. If it's talking about an isha, then avada. And if it's talking about toiva, kama toiva isha toiva sha toiva nimshalaba. The toiva is nimshalaba. The toiva is also an isha. You have a tzara. And you know how Rav Scheinberg Zatzal took care of that problem? Because when he walked her to the Beis Medrash, whatever the occasion was, and he pointed to his chair, he said, "Mama, sit down, this is your chair. You come home from a day of Rashi, Tosfos, and Kidega, of a Tabas HaChoshen, of an Avni Meluin. You come home and you say, we just thought of a Gvaldike Teretz. We just saw something that maybe no one ever saw before. We saw. Then the Tzara is not a Tzara. The Tzara is an ally. The Tzara is the cement of the marriage. It's the Shechina that Shaira B'neihem. This Torah. Rabbeisai, in one of his hakdamos, and I took the liberty of bringing it with me, I noticed a remarkable thing. Two remarkable things, actually. First of all, in the psicha to the sefer, which is his sefer Milu'ei Even on the Avnei Milu'im, and he was very proud of that sefer. He says, everybody learns the Ktzos and everybody has Sparim on the Ktzos. So I wrote the Tabas HaChoshen. But at the Avnei Miluim on Noshim, that's something that you really have to work through. So when he finished his sefer Milu'ei Even on the Avnei Miluim, he wrote a Hakdama. You know what I noticed when I went through the Hakdama? I don't know that this is the first time I went through the Hakdama, but this is the first time I went to Hakdama with the eyes that the Rambam is talking about. I went to that Hakdama and I noticed a remarkable thing. Three quarters of the Hakdama is a huge quotation from the Nefesh HaChai. And when you do something like that, Hakdama is me. It's my creativity, it's my personality, it's my nature, it's my essence. What are you doing? You want to quote the Nefesh HaChai? Right, Ayin b'nefesh achayim sha'ar gimel, and that's it, and that's the end of that. What are you quoting so much? But that's b'med var mamurim, if you're the one who matters, and your name is written all over the Hakdama and all over the Sefer. But if your kavana is Klal Yisrael, so you want to make a point, and the point in the nefesh achayim can't be with three dots at the end of one line. So you bring the whole nefesh achayim. Come, I'll bring you into the nefesh achayim, and you'll see for yourself. I'm just the doorman. I'm just holding the door open for you. But there was something about his Hakdama. What is the point? What is the thrust? What is his argument? He asks a very interesting question. He asks a question. Gemara says that if there's a father and a son, and they both are learning Torah, if they're both capable and they both have the ability to do so, so the father learns and the son learns. But what happens if they can't both learn? Whatever the reasons are. So if the son is more memulach than he is, then the son should learn. He says, where do you have that? You give up a mitzvah of your own for somebody else because the other person does the mitzvah better. It's an interesting question. And he's ma'ayin in this question a lot. So he says, L'cha'ira kosher l'havim. Heichan matzino chiyuv kazeh shiyehi m'chuyuv l'vater meharuchniyus shaloi v'liktein l'chaveiroi. V'amai loy neymo sheyishtadel lilmoy ba'atzmoy. So his maskana is that learning Torah is a Klal Yisrael enterprise. That's what he says. And I wanted to bring a little raya to that effect. If you'll bear with me, mamish, just for a moment. You know, there's a very famous Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. All of you know that Rambam. But the Rambam tells us the Shalsheles Hadoiris of Yediyas Hashem until Klal Yisrael entering Mitzrayim becomes an Uma Shleimo Yodaases Hashem. When the Rambam comes to Yaakov Avinu, interestingly enough, he says something I don't know if we pay such good attention to, such proper attention to. He says as follows. He says, V'Yaakov Avinu limeid bonov kulam. See, Avram has Yitzchak. So it's a simple thing. Yitzchak has Yaakov. Again, simple. But now you have 12 sons. So, limeid bonov kulam. V'hivdi levi uminehu roish v'hishivoi b'yeshiva l'lami derech Hashem v'lishmar mitzvah Avram. So he elevated, interesting, not Yosef, not Yehuda, Levi. Shimon v'Levi, Achim, Klei Chomos, Mecheresayim, never mind. The Rambam says that he singled out Levi and he made him the Memuna to carry on the Masaira of Avraham and Yitzchak and of Yaakov. But listen to this. V'tziva es bonov, and then he turned to the rest of his sons. And he commanded them, Shelo yafsiku mibnei Levi, memuna achar memuna kedei shelo yishtakeach halimut. What's going on over here? Why single him out? You need a Rebbe. Dafka has to be a Rebbe from Levi and Dor achar Dor. Now the Teretz says there are two dinim here. There's the halach of learning Torah. There's the din of embracing the Torah that is given to you. Generation after generation, there's a mitzvah to learn Torah. There's a mitzvah to do the Masoiris Avos, to learn the Torah of Masoiris Avos. But then there's a chiyuv of Shmiras HaTorah. The chiyuv is on the heft of the Masoiris itself. And that is given to that person, and there's a command here that everyone acknowledges that there's only one Masoiris. And there's only one Moiser HaMasoira, Midor L'dor, and that is in Mitzrayim what saved Klal Yisrael. May Olam Loi Avad Shevet Levi Avodah Zarah, the Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, that Levi was mal their children in Mitzrayim, door after door, all those 210 years of Shibud. That is what he's talking about. There's a Masaira of Meirosha Kehilas Yaakov. And Memela, when it comes to Limud HaTorah, if the other one is Memulach Tfei, he comes first. You know that sometimes your whole Hashkafas Olam comes out in a Hakdoma, not because you're interested in yourself, but because the way you feel and the way you think is reflected in the words that you write. And that was Rav Scheinberg. There was, you know, the Birkas Shmuel, they say that he learned in Kamenitz for a certain while. The Birkas Shmuel used to say often, when does a Rosh Yeshiva exhibit Ahavas HaTorah? Not when he gazes upon the multitude in his own Beis Medrash sitting and learning Bas Mada, and he says, oy, gevaldik, beautiful, terrific, wonderful. But when he goes to someone else's yeshiva and he sees them learning Bas Mada, and not only is there not a shemetz of jealousy, not a shemetz of frustration, that maybe his is not so matzliach, but adarabba va'adarabba, gevaldik, wonderful, terrific, Yidden are learning Torah. Yeshiva is matzliach. That's avas haTorah. He had that. He had that kayach. And it was reflected in the words of this Hakdama. I thought it's a remarkable, remarkable idea. You know, there's much more to say about that, but there's no time to do that. I wanted to make a point, however. Rav Scheinberg was the closest of the people that we know about. You know, you always have your tzaddikim nistarim. Interestingly enough, a tzaddik nigla could be a tzaddik nista. Probably is. Because again, what do we really know? We don't know about the tzitzis, and we don't know Rabbi Scheinberg. That's the truth. A lot of things we don't know. But to the extent that it's shayach to know, the Rambam at the end of the fifth perek of Hilchos Deis. Kol shel dover mason u'matan shel tamidei chachamim be'emes u'be'emuna omer alav lav al hein hein medaktik al atzmi b'cheshbon noisin u'mevatel acherim k'shikach mehem lo yedaktik aleihem noisin d'mei alekach la'alter v'inei nasa lo'i orev lo'i kablam lo'i obi b'arshoa mechayiv atzmai b'dvar mekach u'memkar במקום שלו יחיבו עשי תורה, כדי שיעמד בדיבורי ולא ישנהו, ונשחייבו לו יחירים בדין, מעריך להן ומייכו להם ומלווה וחיינן, ולא ירד לתוך אונס חבר ולא יצא לאודם בעולם החיוב, כלולו של דובר, יהיה מן הנדופים ואינם רויתפים, מן הנלובים בנוי מן האולדים, ואודם שהוא עשה כל המייסם האלו וכיוצא בהם, אולו והכוסו ואימא ואיימא לי עבדי עתה, ישראל אשר בכל אסתאה. The Rambam, interestingly enough, quoted exactly the same pasuk at the end of another perikei. Where? Perikei of Yesodei HaTorah, the perik of Kiddush Hashem. And here the Lashon is substantially different. He doesn't mention all of these pratim, but instead he says as follows. And this, I believe, if somebody wants to encapsulate Rav Scheinberg, in not in our mili the hespeda, but in the mili de hespeda that was offered by this Rambam, which I think then would be legitimate, the Rambam can do it. It is this Rambam. I have to turn a few pages because, as you know, there's a huge Mishnah Lamelech over here. He says, "V'cheinim dikte kachocham al atzmai, v'haya diburoi v'nachasim abriyos, v'daitim u'revesi mohem, u'makbilon b'seve ponim yofos." The nail of mehem ve'ena oil van mechabid lohen va'filu lemekilim loy v'naisa v'naisim be'emuna. He wrapped up all those others in Perek Hay of Hilchos Deis right here in one line or two. V'lo yarbe barichus ameoritz v'shivasam v'lo yeroe tomid ela oisek batayra atuf b'tzitzis muchtar b'tefillin v'oisa b'chol ma'isav l'fnim yishur asadin v'asigin davening for the yomud. And on and on and on and on. V'hu shelo yisrachik harbe v'lo yishtomen. There was nobody more ma'urav in Abriyos. No Rosh Hashiva more ma'urav in Abriyos. How could it be? What a tarte de satsve. But if you're really great, you can do the impossible. Otuv betzitzis, muchto betfilin, oise b'chol maisav, l'tnimishur asadin, but... V'hu shalo yisrachik harbe v'lo yishtomein ad sheyimtzu hakol mekalsin oisai v'oy havin oisai u'misavin l'masov harei ze kidesh es hashem v'olav hakosuv oimer v'yoymer li avdi ata Yisrael asher b'cha es po'or. And this is the end of the words that I wanted to share with you in the 20 minutes that I had. Rabbi Sai, I want to be moise of something. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I am choshesh that one of you or two of you here will be mega millionaires one day. You know, like 100 million and up, that's what I call a million. Less than that is not really much to talk about. But 100 million and up. It's possible.
You have to be mispalel that will be on the madrega and in the matzah and in the manner of Rebbe Elazar ben Charsim, Mechayev Ashirim, you know kol ha-Torah kula as well. But it's possible. And if anyone else hears this, in whatever opportunity or medium this will find its way, I want to say something. And it's going to be a little bit harsh. It will. Not because I like to say harsh things. I really don't. But I think it deserves to be said in the manner in which it's said. Because otherwise, first of all, it doesn't make the Russian that it should. And secondly, because these people deserve to hear it exactly that way. There were two Gedolim that had a number of things in common, and that were just Niftar. As you know, Reb Nosson Tzvi, the Mirror Rosh Yeshiva, Reb Chaim Pinchas, the Rosh Yeshiva of Artar, Reb Scheinberg. Zichonim levrocha l'chayi olam haba. It is no secret that each in his own way was frail, fragile, sickly, weak. One because of the ravages of a disease, even though he was young. The other simply because he was a zaken muflag. They had something else in common, which I find to be extremely heartrending. Personally, I find it to be heartrending. I find it to be criminal. I find it to be unconscionable. They traveled in that matzav, year in, year out, b'chol hatfutzais, for one purpose only, to sustain their yeshivas, to keep them from going under, to pay the rebbeim, to pay the kolo yungalite, to pay for the electric, so that the talmidim can sit in front of their gemaras. Rabbeisai, think about this for a minute. You muchezach, you get on the plane, everybody is miserable after a ride. Derech is one of the things that breaks a person. The gemara says it, and you don't need the gemara to say it. The strongest person after a trip like that from Eretz Yisrael, under the best of circumstances, kal v'chomer ben benoshel kal v'chomer, when your body is racked with pain. The Rosh Yeshiva of Mir came to America, to South America, to Panama, who knows where else, to England, and he can't even speak because his mouth is rebelling against him. He cannot walk because his legs refuse to dance to his tune. His arms flail wildly because he cannot control them. Comes into a place and they ask him to say a Dvar Torah, and he says three words because he can't say anymore. How dare we allow him to travel? How dare we not put in an envelope? $5 million, $10 million, $20 million. You wouldn't even know that you're missing it. Now it's a cipher on a computer. It's not even Shmiras Nechosim Bekarka. It's not anything but a phantom. And you can be Kain Olam Habo. Forget about Olam Habo. How do you do this to a person? And he comes into your house and sit down, Rosh Yeshiva. Have an apple. Have a kumquat, Rosh Yeshiva. Have a little drink. You must be exhausted from your travels, Rosh Yeshiva. And wait, I have a check for you. And you write out a check for $20,000. And you think you are something. Noira v'oyim rabbi. B'chol yoyim v'yoyim basko yoytzis mehachayrev oylohem labriyos me elboino shel Torah. We think that it's the people who are not learning, people who are mezalzel, people who close the Gemara to do shtusim and avolim, elboino shel Torah. But elboino shel Torah includes a sickly Rosh Yeshiva that you mutch and he comes to you. You get on the plane, you go there, you look around the buildings and you say, there's another building for you. And you say it b'chashoy, and you give the money, and then you say, well, what's good if you have the building, if you don't have the electric? What's good of the building if you can't pay the kol yungalite? What good is Brockfeld if I can't sustain Brockfeld? And you give him another $5 million. Rav Scheinberg came to America. How long ago? Not so long ago. He was nifter at the age of 101. What are we talking about? The man is in his deep 90s and he's coming to America. Why is he coming to America? To visit his Kreifer? He's coming to America because the yeshiva has no money. I cannot fathom such a thing. It eats me up. Where are you? Where are all those nice words? What do you need the plaque for? What do you need the dinner for? What do you need it for? There's a Ribbono Shel Olam in the world. There's a Torah here on earth. There's a Gadol and a Tzaddik that's desperate. What more do you need? What more do you need? So one day, some of you may reach that level, that caliber. And maybe someday it's not going to happen that all the aniyim that come to New York, the simple people that collect for their families, for their children, for their sick, for their needy, they make a beeline for Lakewood. Because you know who gives them the most money? The Kol Yungalayit in Lakewood. They don't have a penny to their name. And they give the tzedakah. It's scary, Rabbi said. And I have a chashash that if one would look at any particular ingredient that's ma'akev esagu'ula, this is it. You know, there are two words that are used very often in the melitzos that people use. Achiezer and Achisamach. Achiezer, the brother who helps, and the brother who holds. Soimech, Soimech Hashem. You know, if you're an Achiezer, you should never need an Achisamach. Because there should never be noiflim. There's never noiflim if there's a real Achiezer. Because the Achiezer makes sure that that nefila will never ever happen. The beginnings of a nefila will never happen. So you don't need an Achisamach. But unfortunately, the Achiezers of today, there's always need for an Achisamach. So when you become super wealthy, I have no negiyas. I'm not asking you to remember me. When you become super wealthy and the opportunity presents itself and you see a yid, a tzaddik, a kadosh, a talmud chacham muvok, a machaber of svarim, a rosh yeshiva, a person that fulfilled both perek hayz chasima of Yisrael asher b'cha espa'ar, and you have a chance to sustain him and to elevate him and to give him minuchas hanefesh and to support him ki yad Hashem atoiva aleichem, do it. And with the least pomp and circumstance, and I guarantee you, this I can guarantee. The mili v'hespeda I can't guarantee, but this I guarantee. That you will be zoyecha mekoymes that you cannot even imagine. And schar that is ayin loy ro'asa, because that's what the Gemara says, not what I said. Ayin loy ro'asa is the best business deal that you will ever have made in the course of your incredibly successful careers. Eibishter should give us the zechus and the koyach, each one on our level, to understand this last nekuda, which may be more important than anything you've heard this year. A tzaddik is a precious jewel, and our responsibility is to polish that jewel, to polish it to perfection, to keep it in its most delicate and perfect environment. It is a rare painting. It is a rare Rembrandt that needs just the right temperature and humidity. A tzaddik is our achrais. The yeshiva of a tzaddik is our achrais. And we should be zoichet that in that zchus, we should bring the geula shleima b'meheira v'yameinu. Amen.